This was not the first time our son's internet celebrity had come up. Someone, probably a school friend, had put together a website, jacobbarber.com, to support him. The site featured a message board where people could declare Jacob's innocence or wish him well or expound on his saintly character. Negative messages were filtered out. There was a Facebook group supporting him, too. The consensus online was that Jacob was a little odd, possibly homicidal, definitely attractive, conclusions that were not unrelated. He also got occasional text messages on his cell phone from strangers. Most were vicious, but not all. Some were from girls who told him he was cute or made sexual propositions. He claimed these messages ran about 2-to-1 negative versus positive, and this seemed to be enough for him. He knew he was innocent, after all. Anyway, he did not want to change his cell phone number. Lori, maybe you should stay off Facebook and all that, Jacob, at least until this is over. I just read, Mom. I never write anything. I'm a lurker. A lurker? Oh, don't use that word. Do me a favor, just stay away from the internet for a while, will you? You could get hurt. Jacob, I think what your mother is saying is that the next couple of weeks may go easier if we just try to stay on an even keel. So maybe we should all just close our ears a little bit. I'll miss my 15 minutes of fame, he said. He grinned, oblivious and blithely brave as only a kid can be. Lori looked horrified. That'd be a real shame, I grumbled. Jacob, let's hope you have your 15 minutes of fame for something else. We all went quiet. Silverware clinked on plates. Lori said, I wish that guy would turn off his engine. What guy? That guy. She gestured with her knife toward the window. Don't you hear him? There's a guy sitting in his car out there with the engine running. It's giving me a headache. It's like this buzz in my ear that won't go away. What's the word for that when you get a buzz in your ear? Tinnitus, I said. She made a face. Crossword puzzles, I explained. I got up to look out the window, more curious than concerned. It was a big sedan. I couldn't make out precisely what model. Some oversized end of the American auto industry crap four-door. Maybe a Lincoln. It was parked across the street, two houses down, in a dark area between streetlights where I could not see the driver at all, even in silhouette. Inside, there was a dot of amber light like a star as the driver took a drag from a cigarette. Then the little star winked out.